and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Complaining of a rigged trial orchestrated by the White House, former President Trump is back in a New York City courtroom this morning. Says the whole thing is a stunt meant to keep him off the campaign trail.
I've been sitting here for days now, from morning till night, in that freezing room, freezing. Everybody was freezing in there.
Jury selection continues for his criminal trial. 12 jurors have been seated to hear the case, with 5 alternates yet to be chosen. Last weekend's Iranian missile and drone attack on Israel has been answered by Israel. Drone strikes on military facilities near a city in central Iran.
Now, Iran is not calling this an attack. They're downplaying it. They're trying to make jokes about it on state television today. But it comes after Tehran launched an attack that saw hundreds of drones and missiles launched at Israel. That followed another Israeli attack in Syria that killed members of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard.
Correspondent John Gambrell, the U.S. reportedly got a heads up from Israel shortly before the attack took place. Secretary of State Blinken insisting the U.S. had nothing to do with it, but he says it will stand by Israel. The Biden administration planning to throttle new oil and gas leasing on 13 million acres of a federal petroleum reserve in Alaska.
The aim of the restriction is to help protect wildlife such as caribou and polar bears as the Arctic continues to warm. The decision finalizes protections first proposed last year as the Biden administration prepared to approve the controversial Willow Oil Project. Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan called the restriction an illegal attack on the state's economic lifeblood and predicted lawsuits.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House. On Wall Street, the Dow is 147 points higher, while the Nasdaq is trading 132 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Oh, honey, it's our favorite leaf filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just Leaf Filter's policies. Everyone who calls Leaf Filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leaf filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/gold to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/gold and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per...
This KMTQ News Flash, powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell better tomorrow. Pay up! The Nevada Supreme Court upholds a $48 million award to the owner of the closed Badlands Golf Course, affirming a lower court ruling that the Las Vegas city officials had improperly taken 35 acres from that developer who was trying to convert the shutdown golf course at Alta and Rampart into a huge housing development. $48 million award, just a piece, though, of the city's possible exposure. It also faces awards totaling $189 million in 2 other lawsuits involving that golf course. And both are being appealed, with a 4th lawsuit still pending. The judges, in 3 separate cases involving different parts of the golf course, have ruled that the city illegally took the property by not allowing land use entitlements. With additional cases still pending, city officials have declined comment. The Golden Knights' defense of the Stanley Cup, it begins officially Monday. The defending Stanley Cup champs will play Game 1 of their first-round series on the road. They take on the Dallas Stars at American Airlines Center. Games 1 and 2 of the rematch of the 2020 and 2023 Western Conference Final will air on ESPN. Game 3 of that series comes home to T-Mobile Arena. It'll be broadcast on TBS. Game 4's time and channel yet to be released. So the Nevada, about a month late, reaching 80 degrees for the first time this year, but getting to the 90-degree level, that appears to be on schedule. The National Weather Service says April 18th is the average date to reach 90 degrees at Harry Reid International Airport. So with 90 degrees possible tomorrow, things are pretty much on schedule. Sunday's high of 94 returns, well, we could be 94 there, and then return to the mid-80s early next week. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
It's been a pretty easygoing commute as far as accidents go on our Valley freeways. Nothing to report right now. Just picking up some debris in the travel lanes on the east side of the valley. Watch for road hazard on 95 southbound after Boulder Highway. Updating an accident in Summerlin, on Charleston westbound after 215. That's off to the left. And in the southeast, injury accident being reported at Warm Springs and Bermuda. Going to get 90 degrees eventually this weekend, just not today. We'll stop in the mid-80s this afternoon with light breezes. It's currently 66 degrees and low to mid-90s by Sunday. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to, anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce it right. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots? In all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
running out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So we finally know where the Golden Knights will be operating over the course of the next couple of weeks. It's called the NHL Stanley Cup Playoffs. Joining us, always great to have him with us. I always wonder what he's doing, where he's going. He takes us into parking lots, parking garages, stadiums. He takes us all over the place. He is Ron Futrell, the sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now, and he joins us. Ron, how you doing? Good morning, my friend.
I am doing well. Just pulled into my driveway. Mondays are always busy around here. I'm not taking Kennedy to kindergarten today. My wife's doing that. I just took Troy to Opportunity Village. Let's see. All the exciting details of my life on a Friday morning. Not golfing today. What a beautiful day this is. This would be a day to hit the course, wouldn't it be?
Why are you not out on the – if you're not doing chauffeur duty, why aren't you on the golf course?
Golf course, yeah. I golfed yesterday, so.
Oh, you did. Okay.
So we'll go with that. Yeah,
okay.
Golfed in a tournament yesterday, so that was fun. Hadn't played the old Sahara Country Club. It's now called Las Vegas National on DI, and played that yesterday. And fun, tight course in there in the community, but
how'd you
a
do?
Legendary course in Las Vegas.
How'd you do?
I don't know. It was a group. It was a scramble. We finished in the middle of the pack, so
okay.
We didn't win the thing, but we had fun.
That's what's important. We now know that it will be the Dallas Stars and not the Edmonton Oilers that will be the first-round opponent for the Vegas Golden Knights. What did you make of this thing going right down to the final game of the regular season?
Oh, final game, final minute of the regular season, and it all hinged on the Kings. I'm watching the Knights game last night. They lost 4-1 to the Ducks, but the Kings playing Chicago was what swung this. So Kings are playing Chicago, a team they should – Knight should have beaten the Ducks last night, but I don't think they cared a whole lot. And the Kings going up against Chicago last night. Okay, all the Kings needed was 1 point, And they would take on, if they got that 1 point, then they would take on Edmonton, and the Knights would take on Dallas. If they didn't get that 1 point, then it would be reversed. So there's Kings are trailing 4-3 with 1:08 left when they score a goal to tie the game and send it to overtime. They ended up winning in overtime. But it came down to that. It was 10 o'clock last night. I'm watching the end of the game. And it came down to that goal changed who was playing who. So because of that goal by the Kings last night with 1:08 left, the Knights are playing Dallas and the Kings are playing Edmonton in the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Kings and Edmonton, they've met the last 2 years, and Edmonton's taken the Kings down the last 2 years. They've been good, tight, close series. This has got to be the year for the Kings to do something against the Oilers. That's okay. That
Are you rooting for the Kings?
I grew up in L.A.
I know.
Of course I am. Yes, especially against the Oilers. Now, Dallas is intriguing for the Knights. So the Knights end up getting the number two wild card spot. So they take on the number one team in the Western Conference, who are the Dallas Stars, coached by Pete DeBoer, the former Knights coach, who was fired for Bruce Cassidy to come here and won the Stanley Cup last year with Cassidy. So the Knights beat the Stars last year in the playoffs, so they're playing the same two teams meeting again this year. But Dallas is better. Bennington is just a beast in net, and that's one of the keys to them, certainly, where Dallas goes. I think one of the key fun questions is going to be who plays in net for the Knights. Huh. What do you think, Kevin?
It's got to be Logan Thompson.
I think Logan Thompson or Aiden Hill. The stats are so close. Okay, goals against average. I printed it out today. I put it on my Facebook page. If anybody, my Facebook page is Vegas Strong Sports. Go on there and talk sports. It's a fun Facebook page. About a little over 8,000 people that follow it. So Logan Thompson, goals against average, 2.70 per game. Aiden Hill, goals against average, 2.71. It's hard to get closer than that. His save percentage, Logan Thompson, save percentage is .908. So he saves, 90% of the goals that come at him. So .908. Aiden Hill's save percentage, .909.
Whoa.
You don't get much closer than that. So the stats are right there with both guys. Okay, Aiden Hill won the cup last year. Logan Thompson didn't play because he was injured. And that's Jonathan Quick was the backup, former Kings goalie. Backup goalie for the Knights last year. And he never played. He didn't play in any games, but he was there as a backup. Aiden Hill took him to the cup last year. I think, okay, and your argument with Logan Thompson has been Aiden Hill has given up some leads late in games. Third period has been rough on Aiden Hill lately, the last few weeks. So that might be sort of the clincher in this. I have not heard yet Bruce Cassidy say who's going to be in net.
And he won't. He won't till the end.
He won't until, right before the game, probably. So they go to Dallas Monday, 6:30 on ESPN as game one of this best of seven series against the Dallas Stars. So, who's going to be in net? And that matters so much in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You get a hot goalkeeper, as the Knights did last year with Aiden Hill, and you win. That's all there is to it.
You ride them right to the cup.
Yes. So, I don't know. It's the question right now. The question. I put a poll up on my Vegas Strong Sports Facebook page, so you can go on there and vote on who you think should be the goalie going into the Stanley Cup playoffs. I don't have a preference. I like both guys. I talked to Logan a couple of days ago when they had a practice at T-Mobile Arena and asked him about it. He says, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm happy to be here and be healthy and join in this run, and let's have a good playoff run. Let's make it happen, and let's repeat as champs. So he's taken a real, as you would expect, a real practical approach. Both guys are great guys, you know, so I don't personally have a preference in this. And I don't know. Is it flip a coin? Get a coin out. Flip it.
Yeah. Or the other option we haven't talked about, that is, do they just do a rotation? 1-2, 1-2, 1-2.
Yes. One thing interesting in the Stanley Cup playoffs, you never play back-to-back games. You always have at least one day off between games. So you do have time. So these are young guys in their prime, plenty of time to rest. But a rotation would be interesting. Certainly give a guy, you know, 4 or 5 days rest before the next game. Might be a – it's not a plan that has worked in Stanley Cup playoffs. It usually is one goalkeeper gets hot, you ride that goalkeeper. But we'll see. We'll see what Bruce Cassidy's got up. You know, it's a tough test against Dallas, certainly. I think it's a good – it's crazy to say you got a one seed against an eight – here in this case. I mean, that's what you have. And so the eight doesn't come out with a very strong chance percentage-wise at the sports books. But in the Stanley Cup playoffs, anything can happen. And the Kings were the last team in 2012 to the playoffs, and they won every playoff series on the road and won their first Stanley Cup. So it's happened before. Crazier things have happened where this sort of stuff can do it. They rode a hot goalkeeper in Jonathan Quick. So we'll see. It should be fun. First game, like I said, in Dallas. So no home. The Knights will not have home ice advantage in any series in the playoffs. So they will have to do every series starting on the road and playing 4 of the 7 games on the road. So for what that's worth, you know, and okay, they've been okay on the road. So that's not, I don't think, a terrible issue here. But try to beat Chad Bennington. That's going to be the key, how to solve that problem in goal for Dallas, who has just been remarkable this season.
Okay, it's bigger than the WNBA draft, but just for the record, Caitlin Clark, number one to the Indiana Fever. Will she be the next Michael Jordan for women's basketball? Will she? No. That's not a rhetorical question. I mean, is it possible she's just going to be another player in the NBA once she gets there, or is she going to be the next Michael Jordan that can elevate the entire league?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. You know, she's going to get double teamed. She's going to be guarded closely. She's going to have every game she's going in with a mark. They want to show, hey, here comes this young buck that can shoot from anywhere in the court. Let's go after her. But then, okay, then you Indiana Fever's not a very good team. Obviously, they got the number one pick, so they finished last in the WNBA last year. So they need to build a team around her to be able to make that happen, to be able to get an inside game so it opens up the outside for her. She could be, yes. I'm going to go with she could be. I think a lot of people would like to see that happen. To see somebody light up the WNBA like this, that's a player. Okay, I watched that game against South Carolina mainly because of her. I haven't watched NCAA tournament women's games unless UNLV was involved for a long time. And so it was maybe never I'm going to go. But I watched that game and I watched games that she's in because she's interesting to watch. She's fun to watch. I think the same thing's going to happen. The game they play here against the Aces has been moved from the smaller venue, 13,000 seats. I think it holds for the Mandalay Bay, I think Michelob Light Arena there, to T-Mobile Arena for 17,000 plus because of the interest in seeing Caitlin Clark play. So you're already sort of seeing an effect. Even they're planning for what you're talking about, Kevin. The league is planning for that. Jersey sold out right away in Indiana Fever on their website of Caitlin Clark jerseys for Indiana. So, yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. I'm looking forward to it. I'll watch. Kevin, don't you promise?
And I'll watch too, by the way. No, and I'll watch too. Yeah.
I'm gonna watch some Indiana Fever games early on just to see what you're talking about.
Me too.
Out here, just to see what they do. I mean, what are the chances I would? Anybody here in Vegas would watch Indiana Fever games But I look forward to that matchup here in Vegas, depending on how she does. Yes, she has the potential to be what Michael Jordan did to the NBA, what Bird and Magic did to the NBA in the 80s, because that changed the league. Now, I'll say this, and they got higher ratings for the women's game on Saturday than they did the men's game on Monday in the NCAA. Think about that. That's crazy. But they did, and I get it. I understand why. Because you have a marketable player. You have a player that people want to watch, and that's the key, I think, to the NBA. The problem with the WNBA, the problem with the NBA right now is there's nobody. It was Steph Curry for a little while. I would watch Warriors games to see Curry. I grew up in L.A. I'm a Lakers fan. I don't like LeBron. I have a hard time watching Lakers games. I'll jump back in when he's gone probably. But the NBA is almost unwatchable because of the lack of defense.
Yeah.
It really is. It is. Now the playoffs are starting, so I might get some interest. Dallas is going to – I mean, Denver is the favorite here. A Denver-Boston final would be fun to watch. I think that's what the NBA wants. I think Denver's probably going to blow out the Lakers. And, again, now you'll see guys playing a little bit of defense and a little bit of defense in the playoffs. But it really is. It's become unwatchable because of that. The WNBA, Kevin, again, you're not going to tell anybody I'm saying this, are you?
Hey, it's between you and me. Just between the two of us. Just between
the WNBA has become a more interesting game because they play defense.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on. Don't tell anybody.
I won't. Hey, I got to ask you. I've only got 2 minutes. And you know how two minutes goes real fast. Are the Raiders going to draft a quarterback? And if so, which quarterback?
I don't think so, unless one pops up and is available in their spot. But I don't think so. I think they got other things they got to worry about. They are really. I don't want to, Kevin. Again, you're not going to tell anybody I'm going to say something here.
No. Of course,
Garner Minshew might be okay. Okay, Aiden O'Connell was functional last year; he was okay. I think they're going to take the route with Antonio Pierce of let's make the defense monster. Let's build this defense so that we just tear people up. That we're like Raiders with Bill Romanowski with all Jack Tatum in the backfield and crazy stuff like this, where we're going to have a defense that can win and just have a functional offense. And have an offense that can be there and stay in every game with a great defense. I mean, the Bears did it in 85, and that's been the model ever since with that. Jim McMahon was not a great quarterback by any means, but he was a functional quarterback. It worked. They had that great defense, best probably ever in NFL history. So I think the Raiders, Antonio Pierce, who is a defensive guy, I think they're going to go that route to try to build the defense up and continue in that mode and then have quarterbacks that are functional. Denver did it when they did it with Peyton Manning. Hard to call him a functional quarterback, but that's the role that he played on that team that had a great defense when the last time Denver won the Super Bowl. So I think that's the route they're going. Do they have a quarterback that can do that? Yeah, but let's see what happens. I'm looking forward to the draft later this month in Detroit to see what happens and who gets chosen where. And if there's a great quarterback available, Michael Penix, maybe. I don't know if take a shot on one of those guys. I think he probably goes sooner, the lefty out of Washington, than that. But we'll see. If you want a name on there, we'll go. And Caleb Williams going number one, so that's a given. And then we'll see what happens from there.
We will find out soon enough. The question everybody is asking is, when are you going to be on Sports Wrap again?
3 o'clock Sunday, 3 o'clock Sunday. It is.
What's your lead in?
Yeah, after a PGA, after golf, after the PGA tour event that goes on, that happens on Sunday, and Scottie Scheffler just wins another tournament, and we talk about how great he is. And he's tearing it up right. He's fun. Yeah, and it goes through phases. I mean, it was Brooks Koepka a little while ago. Tiger had his long run. It goes through phases where you have guys that are way at the top of their game for 2 or 3 years. So we'll see if a guy like Scottie. I really like Scottie Scheffler out of Dallas, classy guy. great Christian, family guy. His wife's pregnant, getting ready to getting ready to have a baby. Won the Masters, and so he's fun to watch, he's an easy guy to root for a lot of great reasons. Out of Dallas, Texas, so we'll see what happens this week. I'm not sure where the tour is, where they're playing, but we're going to be
3 o'clock.
Sunday,
3 o'clock,
3 p.
I can't wait. I'll be watching. I'll be glued to the TV. Thank you so much, my friend. It is always good to talk with you. We'll do it again next Friday. How about it?
Let's do it. We'll be talking more nights. Then we'll have some idea of who's in net and how they're doing against Dallas.
There you go. Ron Futrell.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a good Friday.
8 News Now. You'll see him 3 o'clock on Sunday on Sports Wrap. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my 2 cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hey, did you hear about that guy running for state senate in District 5?
You mean Richard Frederick?
Yep. Can you believe he actually cares about the people? What kind of politician is he?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I'm the type of politician to put the people over the politics. I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm running for state senate in District 5, and I believe it's time to return the power to the people. Ineffective leaders have weakened this state and need to be shown the door. Learn more about me at frederick4nevada.com, and let's take this fight to Carson City together.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
At Meineke, doing car care right means transparency.
so Meineke certified technicians perform a free digital e-inspection and send updated pictures, videos, and notes directly to your phone or email. When you can see what we see, that's Meineke transparency. See for yourself. Visit Meineke.com today and schedule your appointment with a locally owned and operated location. Trust your key with Meineke. Meineke, doing car care right.
You're listening to